The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
But my favorite Big Fatties are when he's drunk.
Oh, God.
As he podcasts while drunk. It's the funniest thing in the world. Love it.
He ever goes to rehab, that show's done.
Oh, no, no, no. Rehab can't handle him. I don't think they'll have enough bacon for him.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's drunk.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1526 of the BFO for Monday, the 2th of December, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, Big Fatty is leaving Hatlanta on the way back to the Fat Cave, but before I get there, we're going to have one last drink. Yes, Big Fatty, bottoms up. Hello, stocking stuffers. Me, Fatty, when you say it, it's vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, can you believe it? Can you believe it is December already? Y'all, I'm going to tell you, 2013 was the fastest year ever. Fastest year ever in the life of Big Fatty. And y'all, you know who else probably thinks it was a fast year? Yes, Big Fatty, but it's not who everybody else thinks. Thanks. Gussie, y'all, it is a Mexican birthday today, y'all. And y'all, this is somebody that don't listen to the BFO, but y'all just a cutie patootie, and I wanted to take the time to send out a celebration of exiting the birth canal. So if you see him on the Twitty or on the Face Space or whatever, y'all send him a little December birthday hug. Y'all, it is none other than that Dan, the lad from the Flat 29. Yes, Big Ready. They're just lovely. And y'all, it's y'all, I don't know. I don't know how they celebrate celebrations of exiting the birth canal over there in the UK, but y'all, I'm sure it has something to do with kneeling before the queen. Big Fatty, you shouldn't talk about Nort that way. And Nort, get your servants to make Dan a king. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's December, y'all. Is it chilly? Is it chilly where you are? Big Fatty, is that like beef chili? No, cold chili. Big Fatty, I don't like cold chili. Although chili is always better after it's sat in the refrigerator, the icebox for a day. Oh, dear Gussie. y'all, Big Fatty, like I said, Big Fatty is on his way back from Hatlanta. Y'all, you know, I've pre-recorded this, so hopefully I have survived the Thanksgiving buffet with the hats and everything. And y'all, I will be back in the Fat Cave for tomorrow's little show, and y'all, I'll give you a full report about the visit to Hatlanta, but y'all, I am delighted to say I am heading back down to the end of the bar, and you know who I'll find there. Yes, Big Fatty.
Down at the end of the bar, down at the end of the bar, down.
Oh, man, that came out nice. Oh, and Vera's gone again. Where the hell did she... Y'all,
pour it down the butt crack. Just pour it down the butt crack into the glass.
That poor bartender. Oh, that poor bartender. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, come back over here and get back on your stool.
I feel so refreshed.
Oh, you are just not right. That's just all there is to it.
Well, you got more dribbles.
I do. Yeah, well, at least it's...
Hey, they form a pattern. Look at that.
It's not right. It's not puddling, though.
It looks like the Liberty Bell.
Okay, we are just 3 weeks and 2 days from Crema Day.
Yes.
I know that I have said this an awful lot this year, but
this year has absolutely sped by so much.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, did you find it that this one has been the worst of all?
Here's what put a little bit of a spin on the time for me.
Okay.
There was a lot of anticipation about the cruise. And so when it started getting close and we started dieting most especially, time began to slow achingly bad. However, even with that, the thought that it is already December is beyond imagination. Because the way I judge it is I never look at the pictures on the calendar that you sent me.
Right.
Because they're repulsive. But
no, they're not.
Yeah, they're repulsive. But I have that calendar sitting right to the... Well, it's not in my recording studio. It's sitting to the
right.
Left.
Right. Well, why would you have your calendar in a bar?
In the lost bar.
Right.
But what I can't believe is I swear to God, I just got that calendar. And I turned it to January. And now I'm flipping it to December.
Right.
And it's impossible to believe.
I mean, and the good thing is there will not be a calendar for 2014.
Good.
So you're saved.
Good.
You're saved from a wall calendar for 2014.
Time will slow.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, you said something on your show about, it was like a three-word phrase, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something that you didn't want to waste energy on worrying about things or something like that. Do you remember what that was?
Yes. Worry is imagination misused.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. And I don't... Have you ever said that before?
On the show?
I don't remember. Uh-huh.
I think so.
Okay. I'm just to the point where I don't remember shit anymore. But
I know.
It really stuck with me. Worry is imagination misused.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, I think that I think that's kind of a as we get towards the end of this month, you know, everybody's looking for resolutions or something like that. I think maybe everybody ought to just write that on a yellow sticky and stick it on the refrigerator or something like that, and just be reminded of that, because I think that's just really sage advice.
I wish that I could claim inventing it. I did not. I heard it. But when I heard it, it had the same profound effect on me as it obviously has on you. I am a worrier by my nature, and I am also very imaginative, and it made sense. I mean, I write things, I make up, I draw, I do all kinds of imaginative things where I use my imagination. And here it slaps me right in the face that I'm taking this imagination and abusing it with making up scenarios that 90% of the time don't happen. You know, you think about, oh God, I'm dreading tomorrow because this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And that's
right.
That's your imagination flying on a wheel and making you worry, worry, worry. Then you live the experience and it's nothing like you were worried about.
Well, that's like my old aunt who's no longer with us. Everything she would say was, what if? Well, what if?
Yeah.
Well, what if? You know, she was always what-ifing everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. you know, just... I really like that.
Yeah,
I really like that. So anyway, y'all keep that in mind,
especially you young whippersnappers.
Yeah, and if somebody does cross stitch, you can cross stitch two copies of that. Send one of them to P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California 91365.
And the other somewhere in, I don't know,
South Kakalaki,
in right. Bigotville, USA.
Right, it's under top of the heap over there at the BFO. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I wouldn't mind. I mean, seriously, if somebody cross-stitched, I wouldn't mind that cross-stitched. So anyway, but you know, I've been called a whore for doing that. I believe you've been called a whore also.
I never ask for anything.
No.
No. Can I just say, can I interrupt? This is
absolutely.
This is an imaginary scenario because we're in a bar that's a lost bar. So
But let's just imagination.
Okay, so we'll use our imagination for a good reason right now. And we'll imagine that I'm in my recording studio, which is faces the front of my house, and it has a very large window that's open. Mm-hmm. And I just heard some trash cans scuttling back and forth and realized that not only are the wonderful people that take care of our neighbor's lawn out there, but our neighbors are out there. And I have been screaming things like, no, pour it down the butt crack, so loud that it was going out the window and no doubt was heard by people that have no idea why I would be screaming, no, pour it down the butt crack. If that happened, I got some splaining to do. Because all you would hear if you were standing outside my house is, no, pour it down the butt crack.
Could you say that a little bit louder, please, just in case they didn't hear it the first time? No. Or, assuming
that we weren't in a bar.
Right.
Thank heaven, thank hydrogen that we aren't at home in my recording studio, because that would be terribly embarrassing.
Now, I have to say I'm a little worried.
Oh, dear, why?
Because I just think that you're going to have it's going to be sad to see Father Knows Best Home for Christmas.
Oh, because of the quality?
Yes.
Yes. I am aware of that because our cable box, our DirecTV cable box, is not it's not HDTV. It's regular TV. So I've seen firsthand already what a regular signal looks like on that TV, and it's not pretty. But point of fact is that Father Knows Best Home for Christmas has been crappy on every TV because it was a copy recorded on a beta player back in the 1980s. So, you know, this incarnation will perhaps, I don't think it'll be unwatchable, but if it is, we'll watch it on a smaller TV.
There you go.
It won't be denied.
Okay. But it may not be watched 15 times either.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
No.
Now, Mr. Vader, you know Larry H. Vader,
That's
right?
That's Vader. V-A-D-E-R.
No, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. You'd have to listen to the show to know how to spell it. But anyway,
okay. What show is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
He recently
called... Are
you still
dribbling? Because that spot's getting bigger in your pants.
Happy to talk to me? Nice warm... No, I'm getting a nice warm feeling all over.
Oh, good. Okay.
So
Larry Vader said.
Right. You know, he made an announcement a few weeks, sometime last month, back in November, that he had heard on the radio that the I Love Lucy Christmas special was being pulled out for the first time on network TV.
Oh, possibly on network. Possibly.
Since it was broadcast, it may have been broadcast one other time, but it's going to be, I think he said it was going to be on the 20th of December or something like that. Is that, I know you're an I Love Lucy buff. Mm-hmm. Do you have that particular episode? So that's not something that...
No, it's among... I'm nodding my head as if people can see me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only you can see me. So, yes, we do indeed have...
Well, the bartender can see you, too, but he's trying to avert his eyes.
It's the only way you can make that particular drink is if you pour the alcohol on your back and let it dribble down your butt crack into the glass. That's the only way you can make it.
Right.
It's called a butt shot, and it's really... And it has a tincture. There's just... That's it. So, yes, amongst... We have every I Love Lucy. See, that's imagination.
Right.
And that's not misused.
No.
We have every I Love Lucy on DVD, including the Christmas special. And the reason the Christmas special went lost, this is going to be fascinating to you and everyone listening.
Right.
Is in the days of I Love Lucy, when it was first run, the reruns didn't happen. They would show an entire season, then the summer replacement program would come on. So there was no cause.
Right.
There was no cause at that time for reruns.
Right.
The I Love Lucy Christmas special is a, or Christmas show, I should say, is a show that is nothing more than flashbacks from the shows that they've already done tied up with a little, they're decorating a Christmas tree and getting little Ricky presents and shit like that.
So it's the modern day Golden Girls sitting around eating cheesecake.
Yes, and talking about
It's the olden day.
Exactly. So they pulled that from syndication because syndication was nothing but reruns. So they wouldn't put a show that contains reruns into the syndication package later that was reruns. And that's why you never saw it again.
Okay. But so it's really not out there then.
No, it is. Well, you can get it on DVD as part of the
That's
part of the series, but no, it isn't. And it's been offered, you know, the Lucy Christmas special. It's a half an hour I Love Lucy episode is what it is.
Now, is that part of your normal Christmas watching?
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness, okay. Yes. Oh.
Okay.
I could give you a list, but we won't have the time.
I don't remember hearing that one before. You know, of course, really, only Father Knows Best is the one that matters.
Well, and the Judy Garland Christmas special.
Right. Yes. Now, speaking of Christmas, since we are in December.
Look at that.
Look at that. Uh-huh. When do you two normally get your flocked tree?
Yes. It's usually like 2 weeks before the day, 2 weeks before Christmas Day. And what day is Christmas Day?
The 25th.
Day of the week.
Wednesday.
That always makes things difficult. Well, it'll probably be 2 weeks prior to... Because, you know,
probably go out that weekend before that.
Yeah, most likely, yes. Because
because
the temperature is usually about 85, 90 degrees, and so the trees tend to dry up rather quickly here.
Well, you know, since today is December the 2nd, that is this coming Saturday.
Oh, this is so, whew, my goodness, so we better prepare.
Right.
It's just that I've had so many butt shots. I can't.
Right.
Can't
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. So and you've had butt shots, and now you're getting ready for the weekend when you're going to get flocked.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's nothing new. I get flocked every weekend.
Okay. Well, there you go. So anyway, eggnog.
Yes.
Do you? Is that something you do? I know
we've done it. And enjoy the shit out of it, but the problem with it is it's so goddamn filling. You can't do anything else but eggnog. You drink a big glass of eggnog, you're full.
Okay, and you put bourbon in it, right?
Either rum or bourbon.
Or you put a little bit of eggnog with your bourbon. Is that it?
I don't like bourbon.
I don't either.
Nope, I don't like scotch and I don't like bourbon.
But I will put a little bit in eggnog. Though.
I thought we did rum. And is there rum?
You can
in
do.
Eggnog?
I think you can do rum and eggnog.
Because I think we do rum.
Okay. Anyway, do y'all usually do a cup of cheer like that at some point?
We've found hot toddies and enjoyed hot toddies. Those are fun.
Okay.
Yeah, we occasionally do that, but we don't have people over.
Right. What you do for the tree decorating party?
That's very true. Except I don't think Scott's going to be out this year either because he's so busy in New York.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Yeah. We haven't heard anything about. Oh.
Oh dear Lord.
Oh dear Gussie. Oh, Vera, I've got to get back to Charleston.
Especially you know, because that spot's spreading so huge.
Right, and you need to get back out to Walnut Hills so you can get flocked this weekend.
Absolutely.
So anyway, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll have to do it again sometime soon.
Maybe
so
next year.
Until then. Yeah, maybe. Until then, tell everybody one last time where they can find you.
At VeraSpeaks.com.
And maybe very soon at the end of the bar. Happy holidays, everybody.
Ho, 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 yo-ho.
Seda 69, what was your favorite part of these last three episodes of the BFO?
He's drunk.
Oh, no, that was Vera that was drunk.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good, gosh, and gay. me. This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.